This is the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder. Any good mystery novel should include a little greed, a healthy dose of family entanglement, at least one murder, and a protagonist that keeps you engaged and entertained. In his latest book in a series featuring wisecracking lawyer Jack McTaggart titled The Last Heir, author Chuck Greaves tells the story of a Napa Valley wine family dynasty that's pulled apart. When one son goes missing, another is murdered, and a father and daughter go to battle to retain control of the family wealth. Loaded with money, family secrets, and wine, the book is a fun summertime read for readers who enjoy colorful characters and a good mystery. Joining me in the studio is Chuck Greaves, the author of The Last Heir, two other books in the Jack McTaggart series, and a true crime novel called Hard Twisted. He spent 25 years as a trial lawyer in Los Angeles and now lives here in southwestern Colorado, where he also tends to his own personal vineyard. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, welcome back to KSJD. Well, besides the maybe obvious interest that you have in winemaking as you tend your own vineyard, what was the inspiration for the story behind The Last Heir?
Well, I like to take my Jack McTaggart character, and he's kind of a blue-collar sort of guy, and I like to put him in a setting of wealth and privilege. As I say, he's a lunch bucket guy, and I like to put him in a tea party setting and let him break a little china. So that's what he's doing in this case. I thought Napa Valley and the whole world of fine wine would be a great setting to turn Jack loose and let him do his thing.
You, as I said, you spent quite a bit of time as a trial lawyer yourself. Is Jack McTaggart based on anybody in particular? Is he kind of a composite of other lawyers you've known or maybe yourself in some way? Talk a little bit about his character and how you came up with him.
Well, he's a fictional character, of course, and I suppose there's always a little bit of the author in every fictional character. He's based in Pasadena, California, although he's in Napa Valley for this particular book. But his base of operations is Pasadena, where I practiced for 25 years. So to that extent, I suppose you could argue it's a little bit autobiographical. That's basically it.
And any of the other characters in the book based on, you know, people that you might know? I guess as reading the book myself, I can't help but to think these have got to be based on some real characters out there.
Well, The Last Heir, the new book, which I know you're reading.
Yeah.
The opening scene takes place in a television studio, and there's a particular case being discussed. That actual case was actually a case that I handled. In that case, I took an actual one of my cases and fictionalized it and put it in the book. And I do that from time to time, usually just anecdotally. I don't base a whole book on a particular case that I've handled, but I do take personal experiences that I've had and put them in the books for sure.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Friday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Chuck Greaves. He's the author of The Last Heir. It's the most recent book in his series, in the Jack McTaggart series, mysteries surrounding legal adventures of a lawyer based in California. Chuck, I find that the book, The Last Heir, is pretty educational, actually, about legal terms, how bail is handled, something called the Brady action is in there. Do you throw that in there to kind of let your readers know a little bit more about how the legal system works?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was not a criminal lawyer. I was a civil lawyer. So for me, I had to learn quite a bit about criminal law for this book, for example. I never handled bail hearings, for example, or a murder case. But I have friends who were former federal prosecutors and former state prosecutors, and I can pick their brains in terms of the procedures. And to the extent that they're interesting and to the extent that they're necessary to understand the plot as it moves forward, you have to do a little bit of explanation. So hopefully I haven't overdone it, but I did just enough, I think, to educate the reader and to let them understand what was happening, what had to happen. And ultimately to set up the ending, which you haven't gotten to in your book. So I'm not going to say any more about
that. Yet. Thank you for not spoiling that for me. Well, I think the other part of this particular book, The Last Heir, is also there's quite a bit in there about winemaking and maybe about the Napa Valley and sort of the workings of how the vineyards work there, how the wine industry works. Is that something that you had to educate yourself also? I mean, I know that, like we mentioned earlier, you have your own personal grapes that you're growing, but how much did you know about winemaking? And how much did you have to learn for this book?
I didn't know anything about winemaking until I moved to McElmo Canyon, and I bought a home that included a 5-acre vineyard. So I've been learning viniculture from the ground up, literally. Before that, when I lived in L.A., I spent quite a few vacations up in Napa Valley. I was kind of a wine guy. I collected wine. I had a wine cellar in my home in Los Angeles. So I've always been interested in the wine business. I've always enjoyed drinking wine. When we moved to McElmo and found a place that had a vineyard, it was just icing on the cake for us. So I'm currently growing 5 acres of Viognier and Pinot Noir. I'm out there every day on my hands and knees, pulling weeds and pruning vines and doing all that stuff. And it was an interesting experience for me with this book to be writing a book in the mornings about wine and winemaking and the whole world of wine, and in the afternoons going out in my vineyard and working and thinking about the book. So there was a sort of synergy to the whole project.
Well, this is the Friday morning zine on KSJD, excuse me. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Chuck Greaves. He's the author of The Last Heir, a mystery novel in his Jack McTaggart series. I should mention that Chuck's going to be doing a reading and a book signing at Maria's Bookshop in Durango on Tuesday, June 24th at 6:30 p.m. if you want to meet Chuck and talk to him more about his books there. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. This is the Friday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Chuck Greaves. He's the author of The Last Heir, the latest in his series featuring Jack McTaggart, a wise-cracking lawyer from Los Angeles. Chuck, you have written another book, a true crime novel called Hard Twisted, and you've been here at KSJD to talk about that book. One thing that was striking to me in reading The Last Heir and having read Hard Twisted as well is there's a real difference between those books. I mean, your narrative style. How do you switch between those types of styles so easily like that?
Well, I'll tell you a story about how different the two books are. When I first got started writing novels, which was in 2006, I wrote my first Jack McTaggart book, which was called Hush Money, and it was very much in the style of The Last Heir, breezy, humorous. And then for my second book, I wrote Hard Twisted, which is a very different book, a very literary, spare, dark. Language plays a big part in the book. When I finished both books, I had two manuscripts. I had no agent. I had no publisher. And what I did was I submitted both manuscripts to a writing contest. It was called the Southwest Writers International Writing Contest in Albuquerque. The year that I submitted, which was 2010, there were 680 entrants, and they're blind judged, so your name's not on the manuscript, and nobody knows who wrote what. Long story short, Hard Twisted came in second, and Hush Money came in first. And that's how I got my start. I had an agent after that, and I had a publisher after that. But The final judge for the final round of judging had no idea that the same person had written both books. And when she found out, she said she was flabbergasted that both books had been written by the same person because the voice is so different.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I hadn't read any Jack McTaggart before. And so reading this after reading Hard Twisted, I was like, wow, this sounds like just a completely different person. Talking a little bit about how you got started here, is it unusual for people to enter contests and those kinds of things like you did to get started so that people can kind of see what's going on with your writing and then, like you said, get an agent and move into the world of writing that way?
Well, the typical paradigm for getting published is you write a novel. You then try to find a New York literary agent who's willing to represent you. So you send letters to New York and you say, here's who I am, here's what I've written, would you please read my book? And you end up collecting a bunch of form rejection letters back because it's really tough to break into the publishing world in New York. So I went through that process without success. And then at that point, with nothing, you know, no other options, I entered the contest, and that was my lucky break. I think all published authors have a story about being rejected and somehow breaking through, and they all break through in different ways. That just happens to be the way that I did it. One of my favorite stories is about Tony Hillman. Tony Hillman told a great story about how he had written his first Leaphorn Chi Navajo police mystery. he had submitted the manuscript to literally dozens of agents, editors, and got nothing but rejections. Finally, an editor came to him and said, you know, I like the book, I like the story, I'm interested in publishing it, but just one thing, I want you to get rid of all the Navajo stuff. So what I tell aspiring authors is, it's like the film business. Nobody knows anything, okay? It's very subjective. If you have faith in what you've written, stick with it, and eventually a good book will find an editor. It'll find a publishing house.
Hmm. What's coming up next for you? You're going to continue with Jack McTaggart, I understand, and there'll be new adventures that he'll have. What else is going on? Are you going to try some other kinds of – we talked about the different kind of style that you brought with Hard Twisted. Are you going to try something different and kind of keep flexing those writing muscles a little bit?
Yeah. In fact, the book I'm writing right now, I'm very excited about. I'm almost finished with a book that's due to my publisher, Bloomsbury, at the end of August. And it's set in 1936 New York. It's about the gangster Lucky Luciano and about his trial. In 1936, the state of New York appointed a special prosecutor, a man named Thomas Dewey, who became governor, who almost became president, based on the fame that he won from prosecuting Lucky Luciano in a famous vice trial. There's a great backstory, but let me just tell you about the book. So what I'm doing is I'm taking four characters from the trial, namely Tom Dewey, Charles Luciano, George Morton Levy, who was Luciano's defense attorney, and a prostitute named Cokie Flo Brown, who was the star witness in the trial. And I'm taking those four characters in alternating chapters, and I'm following their lives from about 1915 up until the trial and the verdict. So that's the basic structure of the book, and it is stretching my literary muscles quite a bit. The interesting backstory to the book is about 15 years ago, I met a gal in New York, in California, who was the daughter, who is the daughter of George Morton Levy, the famous New York trial lawyer. And she said, you know, when my dad died in the 1970s, I took all his file drawers and I moved them to a barn in upstate New York, and they're still up there. And I said, you know, Cece, I'd love to go back and look at those files. Would you mind? And she said, sure. So I jumped on a plane, flew to New York, drove upstate, found this barn, found 15 rusting file drawers under a tarp, went through the drawers, found George Morton Levy's trial file from the case of People versus Luciano. And I have that here in my office in Cortez, and I'm writing the book.
Wow. What an amazing way to find that story. That's cool. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us this morning. It's really a pleasure to hear about your latest project that you're coming up with, and also congratulations on The Last Air.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing anybody who wants to come out at Maria's on Tuesday night.
All right. That's Chuck Greaves. He's the author of The Last Air. It's available right now. That's his latest in the Jack McTaggart series. He's also the author of a true crime novel called Hard Twisted. And again, he'll be at a reading and a book signing at Maria's Bookshop in Durango on Tuesday, June 24th at 6:30 p.m. I'm Tom Yoder. You've been listening to the Friday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja.